Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Get Anyone to Do Anything by David J. Lieberman presents a brisk, practical tour of influence tactics grounded in everyday psychology. Rather than positioning persuasion as charisma or manipulation, the book frames it as a set of predictable human responses you can learn to trigger ethically and reliably. Lieberman focuses on real-world situations, such as getting cooperation, winning agreement, diffusing resistance, and steering conversations when you feel outmatched. The core promise is empowerment. If you understand what drives people beneath their stated reasons, you can choose words and actions that lower defenses and increase compliance. The book is organized around specific problems and solutions, offering quick techniques that can be applied in work, family, and social contexts. Throughout, it emphasizes subtle shifts in framing, timing, and emotional tone that can change outcomes without escalating conflict. Readers looking for actionable persuasion tools, especially those who dislike confrontation, will find a strategy-oriented approach to influence that prioritizes control of the interaction, not domination of the person. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, influence as predictable psychology, not personal power. A central theme is that influence is less about status, force, or a dominant personality, and more about understanding how people make decisions in the moment. The book frames behavior as driven by motives such as the need to feel consistent, respected, safe, and in control. When you speak to those motives, people often move in your direction without feeling pushed. Lieberman highlights the idea that the same person can be agreeable or stubborn depending on how a request is positioned. If a request threatens autonomy or identity, resistance rises. If it reinforces self-image or offers a face-saving path, cooperation increases. This mindset shifts the reader from hoping for the right reaction to engineering conditions that invite the reaction. In practice, it means thinking in terms of triggers, what emotions are activated, what assumptions are created, and what options the other person feels they have. The payoff is a more strategic view of communication, where you prepare for predictable objections, reduce friction before it appears, and guide choices through framing. The result is a sense of control that comes from process rather than authority. Secondly, language patterns that increase compliance. The book places heavy emphasis on wording, particularly how small linguistic choices can change the perceived cost of agreeing. It explores how questions, statements, and implied assumptions can direct attention toward agreement rather than debate. One practical approach is to reduce the sense of being cornered by making the other person feel they are choosing freely, even while you steer the menu of choices. Another is to use framing that aligns your request with the person's interests, values, or self-concept, which makes compliance feel like an expression of who they are. The book also focuses on conversational control, including how to keep discussions from drifting into emotional side battles and how to bring them back to the decision you want. Techniques often revolve around lowering defensiveness, avoiding direct challenges, and guiding the other person to articulate reasons that support your position. When people say the argument in their own words, commitment strengthens. This topic is especially useful for readers who negotiate, manage, sell, or persuade frequently because it turns persuasion into a repeatable set of verbal habits rather than a one-time clever pitch. Thirdly, disarming resistance and handling difficult personalities. Another major focus is managing interactions with people who resist requests, escalate conflict, or attempt to control the conversation themselves. The book approaches resistance as information. It signals threatened autonomy, mistrust, or a fear of loss. Instead of pushing harder, Lieberman's method encourages redirecting the emotional trajectory of the exchange. Strategies include acknowledging feelings without surrendering your goal, reframing objections into solvable concerns, and offering options that let the person maintain dignity. The book also addresses how to respond when someone uses intimidation, guilt, or stubbornness to dominate. Rather than meeting force with force, you learn to remove the fuel that keeps the tactic working, such as emotional overreaction or overexplaining. By controlling pace, asking targeted questions, and keeping the discussion anchored to outcomes, you can prevent the interaction from turning into a power struggle. This topic is valuable in workplaces and families where repeated patterns create chronic tension. The key takeaway is that difficult behavior can often be softened when people feel heard and when their path to agreement does not require admitting defeat. Influence increases when you reduce the psychological price of saying yes. Fourthly, motivation, commitment, and getting people to follow through, persuasion does not end at agreement, and the book gives attention to follow through, the point where many plans collapse. Lieberman highlights how commitment strengthens when people take small initial steps that align with a larger action. The reader is encouraged to structure interactions so that the other person begins participating early, even in minor ways, which builds momentum. The book also emphasizes making goals feel concrete and immediate rather than distant and abstract. When the benefits of an action are vivid and the next step is easy, motivation rises. Another angle involves reducing procrastination by removing ambiguity, clarifying expectations, defining timelines, and creating simple accountability cues that feel supportive rather than controlling. The topic also touches on aligning incentives with identity, because people persist longer when the action reinforces how they see themselves, such as being reliable, helpful, or competent. For managers, parents, and partners, this provides a useful blueprint. Get agreement in a way that creates ownership, then make the first steps frictionless. The overall message is that true influence is measured by behavior, not verbal consent, and the best persuasion designs the path from yes to done. Lastly, ethics, self-protection, and using influence without becoming manipulated. While the title emphasizes control, an important undercurrent is self-protection. Understanding influence tactics also helps you recognize when others are using them on you. The book encourages readers to become aware of emotional triggers that lead to impulsive compliance, such as fear of conflict, desire for approval, or pressure to appear consistent. By noticing these triggers, you can slow decisions, ask clarifying questions, and reclaim choice. This topic also highlights the difference between persuasion that creates mutual benefit and manipulation that exploits blind spots. Readers are guided to aim for outcomes that preserve relationships, dignity, and long-term trust, since short-term wins can backfire when people feel coerced. Practical ethical use includes being transparent about goals when appropriate, respecting boundaries, and avoiding tactics that intentionally humiliate or corner someone. The benefit of this perspective is sustainability. Influence becomes a skill that improves your social and professional life rather than damaging it. Understanding the mechanics of compliance lets you build healthier negotiations, set firmer limits, and communicate with greater confidence. In that sense, the book functions as both a playbook for persuasion and a defensive manual for maintaining autonomy in high-pressure interactions. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want practical leverage in everyday conversations. Professionals who negotiate, sell, manage, or lead. Parents and partners who need cooperation without constant conflict, and anyone who feels intimidated by strong personalities or high-stakes discussions. Its value lies in shifting you from reacting emotionally to acting strategically. By learning how requests can be framed to preserve autonomy and self-image, you can reduce resistance, resolve friction faster, and get clearer commitments. Over time, that can improve work performance, reduce stress, and strengthen relationships because outcomes rely less on arguments and more on understanding what motivates people. Compared with many influence books that focus on broad principles or inspirational stories, Lieberman's approach is geared toward immediate application. The techniques are framed as tools you can deploy in specific moments, which makes it appealing to readers who want direct behavioral change rather than theory alone. If you have read other persuasion classics, this book can still be worth buying because it emphasizes tactical conversation control and resistance management in a compact, problem-solution style. For readers seeking more confidence and more consistent results in challenging interactions, it offers a pragmatic roadmap that can pay for itself quickly in save time, reduced conflict, and better outcomes. If you would like to support David J. Lieberman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.